Hi,
Hello?
Jason.
Yeah, this is Jason. Who is this?
Hi, Jason. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. And you?
I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I'm excited. It's a holiday weekend. Do you got big plans?
not really.
No? Well, hopefully you get to barbecue or relax on Friday, right? And not have to work.
Yeah, just spend time with
some
friends, yeah.
Oh, cool. So, listen, I'm part of the Google Guaranteed Upgrades Department. And I don't know if you remember, a way back, you had spoken with Daniel, one of our other representatives. He talked to you about Google Guaranteed, you know, the pay-per-lead program, right?
Yeah.
But I was looking through his notes, you know, and I noticed that he had mentioned on there you were going to try to start working on the licensing. So, and I know that he was talking to you about the two different categories, verticals, we call them the landscaper and then the lawn care. So are you still working on getting your licensing for those, or is that more like towards the future? Do you remember that conversation with him by chance?
Yeah, I do remember, but I remember I had some trouble trying to get the licensing.
Uh-huh.
I remember. Oh, I think it's because I didn't have the business registered. So,
okay.
And they were asking for an EIN number from the business.
Okay.
So that's why I just left it there.
So for the landscaper, right, when I'm
looking
at what the requirements are, so they're asking for the landscaper, it's the Pennsylvania State Home Improvement Contractor License.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have that one or no?
No, I do not, no.
Okay. And then for the lawn care, what they're asking for, it's could be one of these three. Ornamental and shade trees, it's the pesticide application business license. Or it's the lawn and turf pesticide application business license, or what they call the category C, which is the ornamental and turf pest control pesticide application business license. Do you carry either one of those or no?
No.
Okay. So the trouble that you're having with getting any of those is because is it they're asking you for the EIN in order for you to get the business license?
Yeah, I remember for the home, I was trying to get the home improvement contractor license.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then they were asking for the EIN number. And at that time, I didn't have the business registered.
Oh, do you have it registered now?
Yeah, now I do, but then I forgot about that license, yeah.
You're like, I got to register, but now I forgot about it. So, I mean, and so that was really like the only thing that was kind of holding you back, right, in regards to getting the business license. Well, I mean, is it something now that you think about getting, or what are your thoughts on it?
I can get it now, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what you and Dan talked about, excuse me, regarding the Google Guaranteed, or...
No, that was a while back.
I know, right? I know. Sometimes I can't even remember what happened yesterday. I'm probably telling you my age when I say that, too. So, it was almost actually a year ago that you talked with him. So, basically, what Google Guaranteed is, it's a pay-per-lead program that Google created where the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call, okay? You don't share it with anyone, right? But the requirements for that program is that they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews, which isn't a problem. We can help you gain those reviews. They want to run a background check. They go back 7 years. Basically, they're looking for felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs, okay?
Yeah.
And then they want you to have that license, the one that I mentioned to you for the landscaper, right?
Yeah.
Which I feel that's more of what you do is the construction side of landscaping, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you have to have the liability. General liability insurance is $50,000. Do you have insurance?
No, I do not.
Okay, so that would be the other thing that you would need, right? At least a minimum $50,000 general liability insurance. But basically, there's a $250 one-time application fee. They send you the application. You fill it out. And then we push it through to Google to get it approved. It'll take about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved from Google. And then once you're approved, We call you to as a follow-up to let you know that you've been approved and to activate your leads within 3 days, okay? Now, the minimum monthly budget is what we always start you off with to get a feel of the program first before you start saying, oh, yeah, send me more leads, okay? So the minimum monthly budget for the Google Guaranteed is $940. It will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are running you $72. So when a call comes through from that program, it's going to deduct the $72 from the $940, okay? The kicker on it is, let's say someone called you to cut their lawn, right? Well, that's not landscaping lead. That's outside of your services. So Google credits the lead back to you because it's considered unqualified. Yeah. If they called you outside of your service area, and as long as you don't accept the job, it's an unqualified lead. They'll credit it back. If they called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that's an unqualified lead. They're going to credit it back. The only time that it's considered a qualified lead is if you discuss pricing over the phone or you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that's a qualified lead. Now, Google will assign a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone, and the calls are recorded, so they have an AI system set up, so they know which leads are qualified and which ones aren't. If for some reason one slipped through the cracks, Jason, then we dispute it with Google so that way we can have it credited back to you, okay? Now, if you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did, then what is left over in your budget will roll over to the next month, which means you're not paying $940 again. What you're going to pay is $72 for the lead that you received the month before because it's rolling over. So basically, you're replenishing to get your budget back up to the $940. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. They call it Google Guaranteed because, of course, Google is also putting up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance, excuse me, for the potential client that's selecting you. So it's almost as if Google is guaranteeing your work. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, also with this, okay, let's say you're going on vacation, right? Or let's say you're bombarded with work. You can't handle more business. You call us and you say, pause my leads, and we pause them. We don't turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. So you have more control of when to pause and unpause your leads. Okay? It allows you to cover wherever your insurance and your license would cover you. So if that meant like the whole state, you could cover the whole state if you wanted. Okay. The only thing. Yeah. I mean, that would put you out too far, right? But, again, it's a program you don't quite qualify yet because you do need the license and the insurance. But once you have those, I would highly recommend starting that process because I'll tell you, Google Guaranteed is one of Google's better products, hands down. One of their better products.
Mm-hmm.
How's everything going so far? I know that all we're doing is your hosting, right, of your website. But how is business right now?
Uh-huh. It's slow. Slow
a
but
little
steady.
Slow? Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I have plans with going to work with my father and doing this on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
To gain a little more capital, so that's more to the business.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. What kind of business does your dad have?
No, he works for a big company in New York City. He builds a skyscraper.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary, huh? Well, I mean, that's I'm not good with I'm not good with pretty much.
No, he's been working there for 25 years, and the goal was, after I finished high school, go directly there, right? But then I started doing this, and it was going pretty well, and,
and then it kind of slowed down for you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but not only that, just that, you know, there's a not enough jobs, or it's not consistent, let's say. Like one day I'm off, or like 1 week it's full week, and then the other week, barely any jobs, but.
Yeah, it's not consistent. So you need something more consistent right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get that. Yeah. And I get it, because you know what? In order for you to invest more in marketing, you got to have more revenue. And for you to have more revenue, you got to do more marketing. So it's kind of like a catch 22, right? Is how I see it. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, Jason, these are options for you, right? And we're always going to reach out to you to let you know what other avenues of marketing that we could assist you with to try to generate more business for you. So just always know that these are available to you at any time. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to speak with you, though, you know. I'm glad you got it registered and got all that situated, you know. But you might want to consider getting that licensing now, you know, just to have it already, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know if you have the link? Do you have the link? Because I was also trying to find the link I was at before when it was at EIN number, and then I couldn't find that same. I don't know if you have it, so you could share it with me, or
the EI. I don't. You're saying a link for what, Mijo?
For the link to get the license.
Oh, for the Google guarantee or to get the license, you would just have to go to, like, you know, when you get your fictitious business name. What I would recommend, Jason, is start like with your city or your county office. Because they're the ones who are going to have that information. Because, see, I'm California, right? So I wouldn't necessarily have the information of what office you would need to go to, but I would start there.
Oh, okay. Right? Got it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. You are so welcome. Well, listen, I hope you have an amazing 4th of July. And have a good day, okay? Thank you for taking my call.
Well.
You are so
welcome.
Have a good one. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.